instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
This is The Burt Show.
Don't be like the other, 300 plus change Burt's Big Adventure families we've had before that always have the initial thought, I'm not going to apply for Burt's Big Adventure. Somebody has it worse than we do. And then somebody talks them into applying and it's a game changer, a total game changer. Here's why I'm bringing this up today. We need kids.
We absolutely need kids. And here's the deal. So we're looking for kids between the ages of 5 and 12 that have a chronic or terminal illness. And the most one of the things is it has to be their first trip to Disney. All right. And so if you go to burtsbigadventure.org, you're going to see the application. And like Burt said, I had so many families in the past be like, yeah, I just thought somebody else out there was more deserving. I'm here to tell you right now, you are deserving. And if you know somebody who is deserving, so if you are in the medical field and you see a family that you think could greatly benefit, not just from this trip, but the Burt's Big Adventure community as a whole, because yes, it kicks off with the trip to Disney. But then after that, we have reunions. We have the fairy godparent program. If your kid is ever in the hospital so they can get a visit. And you're going to find like-minded parents and caregivers, and you're going to find just such a beautiful community of inclusion. So you no longer have to feel like you're on the outside looking in.
I think the shining example for me is the Stark family. It was Will Stark with seriously 6 children that he adopted that had special needs. He had second thoughts about applying for the trip because he's like, somebody has it, harder than we do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Will, no. Nobody does. So send them our way. Could be your family. Again, as Kristen said, you guys that are working in hospitals, you know where these kids are way better than we do. Please hit them up and send them to the burtsbigadventure.org. So my son Hollis now, my youngest, is in college. Okay. He is away for the first time. He is going to UNG for another semester, but he's living in Athens because he's setting this thing up. This kid wanted to be a dog. He was locked and loaded, wanted to be a dog. So he's getting his grades up and he's got a 3.75 right now. It's going just the way he thought it was going to go. After the semester, he'll apply to UGA. Hopefully he gets in. Dad gets the break of having the Hope Scholarship. It's all working out great. But I will tell you what, you guys, as a parent, it is a mind F. It really is. I'm divorced from his mom, so he was over at my house 50% of the time, but I always knew on Sundays, Hollis was walking through that door, and we were going to watch a football game, or we were going to watch a baseball game. I had some kind of time, even if he was there for 15 minutes before he took off to go hang out with any one of his friends, because he realized, you are an empty nester once your kid gets a car.
Yeah.
You rarely get to see him, right? But I am missing him on such a deep level, because I'm just expecting him to walk through that door and it's just not happening, right? So I find myself now more than anything, any other time, even when he was in high school, is I don't think he even remembers that I have him on Life 360.
As you should.
Well, I mean, he's in college, he's 18, I just think.
I don't care how old you are. And it's not like if you're checking it every 30 minutes, then that it's an issue. Mm-hmm. But I see no problem just for a little safety net, safety precaution.
It's not every 30 minutes, but
It's
quite often.
It's about every 35 to 40 minutes.
Be honest. How often are you checking his location?
Twice a day.
Okay, that's not bad.
And then on weekends, probably a little bit more than that. And then as soon as I wake up on Saturday mornings, just to see he got home okay.
Aww.
And see what I also want to see what time he's getting to bed during the week. Maybe dad has to have a talk with him about keeping his head down on the books. Mm. So it's probably twice a day and maybe a little bit more than that on weekends.
Well, yeah, no, if he wants to get into UGA, he's going to have to definitely
and he knows
be studious.
That. Man, this kid just is locked and loaded, man. So I'm talking to him on the phone the other day, and even when the FaceTime comes up, I'm like, first of all, what's, I don't say anything, but I'm like, he's got some kind of growth on his chin right now. And I'm like, what the hell is that?
Like,
that ain't going to help.
Like a beard?
It's not even a beard. It's just moss.
It's just moss.
It's like moss. It's like a putting green. So he was, it's really fun to talk to him because he and I are very, very similar. He's a very social kid, the same way I was also. So he's got his eyes set on being in a fraternity at some point. The good news is he's at UNG right now, so he doesn't have to rush. He could sample all of these fraternities, and then when he does go to UGA, he's already thinking, like, I'm going to go to a fraternity. So he's starting to like sample all of them right now. So just the stories he's coming home with, where he told me about this fraternity that was probably too small. It didn't fit him right. Then he went to this really huge one that he was excited about and they treated him like crap. So he's taking that one off. It's just been really, really exciting to see him like get involved in this whole thing. This was the most fun the other day. I'm like, so how's the apartment life going? Because this is the first time he's ever lived on his own. He's like, it's going okay. I'll tell you what, though, man. We had to hand wash the dishes the last 5 days. And I'm like, oh, no. Hollis, what happened? You had to, what? Get your hands dirty? He's like, yeah, Dad. The dishes are piling up with me and my roommate. So the dishwasher's not working. So I emailed management and Dad, they did not get back to me for 3 days. So I had to walk down there and talk to somebody about it. And I'm like, oh, you poor kid. You are really roughing it, man.
Yeah, welcome to the hashtag adulting, yes. Somewhat.
And this is the first time he's gone through all of this, right? Then he hits me with this. He says, and this is so Hollis. Hey, Dad, I've got a proposition for you. And I'm like, okay, son, before you even tell me what this proposition is, let's define proposition. A proposition usually is something that's mutually beneficial for both parties, right? Is this going to be mutually beneficial? Because a proposition to a kid, a freshman in college, is all about him. He's like, no. You're going to get something out of this also. So he's already stressed out about trying to get tickets to UGA games because it's so hard, right? And he doesn't get student tickets yet because he's going to UNG. So he's like, I got an idea. Why don't we go halves on season tickets to UGA?
Are you serious?
And I'm like, oh, we're going to go halves on tickets, right? How much are those tickets, Hollis? And he says, $3,000.
Are you kidding me?
Yes. And I'm like, okay, let me just play this out. Because I will go to a couple of UGA games. I'll probably go more this year than I have before because it might be the only time that I get to hang out with my son, right? So I'm like, okay, so let's play this out, son. Bring up the UGA schedule and let's see if we go halves on these tickets, which games are you taking and which games am I taking, right? He goes, okay, well, I'll tell you what, Dad. You can have the Marshall game.
Oh, that's so kind.
Right? He goes, Dad, how about Austin Peay? And I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm getting Marshall and Austin Peay. And he goes, and you know what? They play Charlotte and Mississippi State. You can have those tickets. And I'm like, okay, so let me get this straight. You're getting Alabama. Mm-hmm. You are getting Kentucky. I might be able to talk him out of that one. you are getting Ole Miss. You are getting Texas. And I'm getting Austin Peay.
And don't forget Mississippi State.
And I get Mississippi State also.
They're in the SEC.
And I said to him, you know what, Hollis? Now is a really good time to start weaning you into the real world. You're going to have to beg for those tickets. Yep. You're going to have to find them from other students. Do it just the same way everybody else is because there's no way I'm spending $3,000 on season tickets. And I'm guessing the ones that he does have access to are way. And you know, I'm a ticket snob now, man. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, dude, you are on your own on this one. And he also has an apartment complex, which I told you guys, has a jumbotron at the pool.
Yeah.
So the kids get together that can't get tickets and they all sit in this pool all day and drink and watch the game. He's on his own.
That's way more fun anyway. I'd rather watch it with a pina colada in hand rather than some Bush Light.
Right. I'm totally with you. So that's where he's at the first 2 weeks of college. And just seeing him kind of go through this whole process, knowing the struggle that he's uh-huh. about to go through and embracing, is just it's a bittersweet type thing. Because you get to a point with your kids where you want them to be independent. And then when they're independent, you're like, I hate that he's independent. And it goes like that over and over. And I go,
this is The Bert Show.